KRLA.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. We're on News Talk 870 KRLA. If you have any questions, you can give us a call during the show, toll-free at 866-870-5752. 866-870-5752, or check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. How are we today, Dr. Tong?
Great. You want to review some of the cases we talked about last week?
Last week was pretty exciting. We had Kay on our show. Kay is our cancer case that we're following up right now, who was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 months ago. She had about 5 chemotherapy treatments and all the side effects that came along with it, including weakness, decreased white blood cell count, pain, bone pain, fatigue, depression. After her first treatment with Dr. Tong, her constipation was cured. She had no more constipation. Her bone pain is now gone. Her white blood cell count has stabilized. And recently, an ultrasound showed that her tumor has shrunk 30% from 6 centimeters down to 4 centimeters.
And it's breaking up.
It's breaking up. It's getting softer, not as dark, not as dense. She feels stronger, and she has discontinued her chemotherapy treatment. So this is a very exciting case. You can listen to the show from last week. It was July 3rd, right, last week.
Well, a couple of details. Her white blood count was 500 when she first came to see us, and in spite of the drug they gave her to increase the white blood count each time with the chemotherapy, which depressed the white blood cell count, the drug reduces further. First time she saw me, the white cell count was 500. The normal is between 5,000, around 5,000. After two treatments, the white blood cell count went to 5,500. And then it went up to 20,000 because the...
she had a little infection.
Yeah, and then you know the
but
cancer.
It's good that her white blood cell count went up that high because that means she's fighting it.
And then it became kind of normal. Now, last week, she ate too much spicy food.
Right.
And because the chemo is still in her body, the white cell count went down to 504 or something like this. Okay. So she was supposed to have the white cell count checked last Tuesday. So after I gave her treatment, it went up to 30,000. So each time, and she had an infection.
Right. Okay,
when the white cell count is low, you are more prone to get infection. So one of the sites that I injected her in the back, she had a little infection. The white cell count went down 30,000. I just called her. She's better now. She's going to come back next week for the treatment. So number one is that your food is very important. Now we talk, we treat, tell every patient and teach them how to balance the heat, the energy portion.
For the most part, people are too hot. Is that
correct? Eating too much spicy food, eating too much garlic.
Alcohol.
Garlic, cayenne pepper, those are not good for you. Most of you. Anyway. So
we also had Al with us, who he has been with us a couple times on our show. He was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. He had a herniated disc. He went to many doctors for his back. They recommended surgery, which he did not want. He suffered for about 3 to 5 years. He was limping for a few years. He couldn't walk. He couldn't even get out of his chair. After his first treatment, he got out of his chair. He could go fishing that very same day, carrying his fishing gear with him.
Yeah.
And he has no pain at all. We have a caller from West LA, Lee, who wants to know about cataracts, anything besides surgery. Lee, are you there? Hello, is Lee on the line? Well, if we can get him on the line, that'll be great. If not, we have our first guest with us today, Heather. Is Lee there?
Yes, I'm Lee.
Oh, hi.
Hello. I'd like to ask the doctor if I could have any help. I have cataracts, if there is any help other than surgery.
Yes, it depends on how bad your cataract is.
Pretty bad, I can't see.
Okay, then I recommend you do have surgery, okay, because it's hard to reverse it all the way. In fact, surgery in your situation is good because you can see almost right away by replacing the lens.
Mm-hmm.
However, you should still treat your problem.
Right.
Okay, the cloudy lens is a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
What caused it has to do with your diet not being good. You're too acidic, okay? Most people are too acidic. And the circulation to eye is poor. You may have a lot of frustration and anger in the past, okay? So that your eye circulation, which is controlled by the liver, deal with frustration and anger. So that is reduced. So circulation problem, too much acidity is the underlying problem. So even after you have surgery, you still get treatment. How old are you? Are you you have Medicare or no?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you should come for our treatment in any case. But I don't think I can reverse your problem all the way.
Mm, especially if it's that.
Yeah, in fact, next week we have another case. Remember 2 weeks ago?
Eva.
We have Eva.
She had retinitis pigmentosa.
Yeah, retinitis pigmentosa. All these fancy words means nothing to me. It should mean nothing to you guys, so you should learn that, okay? She had visual problems since she was 19. So for 20 years, her eyesight got worse and worse, and then she'd been legally blind for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 or 6 treatments, she started seeing color.
She's starting to see
color. She was colorblind for a long time, and I just checked with her. She started getting her peripheral vision back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's much younger. Okay, so easier to treat.
Right.
So next week, after I give her one more treatment, we have her scheduled for next Saturday, and we'll see how much more improvement. And I'm pretty confident with her age, she's in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably get her seeing most, and possibly driving too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we do recommend that you probably should get the surgery, but you can still also get Dr. Tong's treatments in addition to strengthen your chi where the eye is.
Yeah.
When would I be able to come to the doctor, after the surgery or before the surgery?
Before the surgery.
Anytime.
Anytime you have a problem, see me for the
treatment. The treatment here is very minimally invasive, no side effects.
Yeah. You know why? Let me tell you why, okay? What I do, I improve circulation. I balance your energy. So even you have surgery, you'll heal faster.
Mm-hmm.
You heal better because I improve the circulation to your eye.
Correct.
Okay?
Would there be a possibility that I don't need surgery?
Well,
it's possible, okay? Come over and let me take a look, okay? Because even though you say you don't see so well, it might not be that bad.
Mm-hmm. At night, so I can see.
Oh, then there's a good chance I can reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
See, you didn't tell me that.
Right,
okay,
right,
so come over and let me take a look.
Yeah.
Right, so when could I make an appointment?
Well, let me give you the number and you can give our office a call, okay?
Thanks. Because the doctor hit the nail on the head when he said circulation.
Okay. Right.
It's lack of circulation.
Okay, let me give
it
you our number, Lee.
Yeah, huh?
It's 714-556-8664. 8664.
And
okay.
When What can I call for?
You can call right now.
Yeah.
We have people here right now. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling us.
Yes.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions, give us a call now toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, it's 866-870-5752. Okay, now we'll get to our first in-house guest. Heather, Heather, tell us where you're from, what you do, and how old you are, so forth, your story.
Hi, my name's Heather. I actually work for Dr. Tong currently, and I moved here from New York about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I've been working for Dr. Tong for 5 months. Everything that Dr. Tong, honestly, is very new to me. We don't have anything like this type of treatment in New York, so I was pretty skeptical at first about what Dr. Tong does.
Not in the world. Yes.
But then I see these people, they come in wheelchairs. They come into our office in wheelchairs, and they leave our office walking down the hall. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, my.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
And I'm 23, and when I was younger, I did a lot of rough sports, and I was doing hurdles when I was younger, and I actually fell over a hurdle and came down on both my wrists. Mm. I was diagnosed about a year ago with osteopenia in both my wrists, and a doctor that I was working for at that time told me that I had the wrists of a 70-year-old lady.
Get closer to the mic.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, then I came in, I told Elaine, actually, Dr. Tong's daughter, very wonderful person she is, about my wrist problem, and she gave me a treatment. All it took, honestly, was one treatment, and it was over a month ago, and I have had no pain in my wrist at all.
I have no idea what I did.
I don't know what she did either, but it was a miracle, honestly.
Yeah. Mm.
I used to sit in front of the computer, I'd type for like 20 minutes, about, and then I'd have to stop and rest my wrist and move my wrist around for me to be able to type again. I'd sit there. I just realized that I sat there, and I've been typing a lot over this past week with all the new patients coming in and everything, and I have no pain. I have no pain in my wrist. And
yeah.
It's just so wonderful, and it only took one treatment.
Yes.
And that's great.
A lot of people like you. And if you don't have this kind of treatment, you'll be stuck with this pain for the rest of life.
Oh, and surgery would have been the other option, and that would have been like total wrist reconstruction surgery. And
that's going to make
horrible.
It worse. Okay, your problem had to do with the injury caused as compromise in the circulation. And we reduce circulation for all this year. That's why your bone do not grow. That's why you call osteopenia. There's another fancy word. Means nothing. Means your circulation is poor. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, how do you improve the circulation? Energy from your mind, the Chinese call qi, depend on which channel you go through. I know if the traffic jam along this qi channel is a block, you don't have circulation, and then you have the pain. And then you also have reduced circulation, you have less bone formation, and that's why you get the osteopenia. All this fancy work, but nobody can do anything for you. But look at here, the medical student said, how do you know anything? Okay.
Medical
what?
Student helped me. No.
Well,
give
I have
a chance.
I have a good teacher.
Yeah. Actually, okay, we should get Cher to come back.
Yes.
And those people who come to see us, Cher have a leg that's ulcerated, blue, rotten. Have you seen Cher's leg?
Yes, I've seen Cher.
Tell us how bad it was.
Her leg was horrible. I'd sit there every day. I'd be like, Cher, show me your leg. Show me your leg.
Yeah.
And every day, horrible, just like discolored purplish skin and everything like that. Her skin on her leg is just coming like flesh color again, looking very healthy, has that healthy glow to it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just looking really good.
She's not as lethargic anymore either.
No,
she's
having more energy, being able to work better, productive, everything like that.
Yeah.
There's something strange about Cher. She would not tell us when she's sick, okay? We just kind of notice when she's got lethargy.
We have to beat it out of her.
That is why I get so annoyed with her. Yeah, in any case, okay, so Elaine's the one who treats Cher all the time and get her leg better. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. We
have a doctor yet. Yes, we have a couple, actually. Let's get to Sherry first from Henderson, Nevada. Sherry.
Hi.
Hey, Sherry.
How are you?
Yes, how are you?
Well, I'm I'm doing pretty well. It's so good to hear you guys again, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing this, Elaine.
Yes. Well, I'm still a medical student, but I'm practicing now under my dad's guidance, so I'm getting a lot of practice.
I am licensed to practice. You're not licensed to practice yet.
I'm licensed to kill.
But everybody's licensed. Okay, to practice. Yeah.
You have to carry on this good tradition that your dad started here.
Right.
Yes, I
wonderful.
Know. Definitely. Why don't you give us a little? Sherry's been with us for many years. Give us a little. Little history of when the first time you came to see us.
And what happened? Why did you come to see me?
Oh, wow. Well, Dr. Tong is my savior. Other than Jesus, he's my savior and my hero.
Yes.
He saved my life, truly. When I first came, I had the tumor, you know, the 7x9 tumor on the
lipoma,
side of my,
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That huge, huge lipoma on the mm-hmm. side of my leg, and my leg was just totally in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just started doing his treatment, and that tumor totally went away, and all the pain went away in my leg. My other leg, I had lymphedema in because I had cancer, and I had lymphedema from them removing the lymph nodes, and so my left leg and foot was all swollen,
mm-hmm.
and he did his treatment there, and totally all the swelling went down. I'm just starting now after it's been about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just starting now to get just a tiny bit of swelling. I need to come back in my mm-hmm. left ankle so he can give me a tune-up.
Yes.
What definitely. Else do you have? You have a long list of problems.
Candida,
oh,
too, right?
What?
Candida.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And
yeah, name it. I had fibromyalgia
mm-hmm.
when I came there, and that totally disappeared. Gosh.
And your eyesight? I remember
oh,
your...
Yeah, that's right. You use your screen underneath the road signs. Yeah.
It's so true. I had night blindness, too.
Night
yes.
blindness.
And I wasn't expecting that to be cured, but it was cured. Mm-hmm. I don't have night blindness anymore. And also, another thing I don't think that I ever told you, I had a fear of going over bridges.
Yes.
I didn't always have this, but I had developed it, you know, I don't know, for 2 or 3 years before I started coming to you, and I don't have that fear anymore.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it was just another benefit of your treatment, you know. I mean, your treatment helps so many things. It doesn't just help one, like the road rage, right?
That's right. We treat Sherry. We don't treat the lipoma. We don't treat the candida. We don't treat the fibromyalgia. We treat Sherry, total. Body and soul,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yes.
And the reason I call you back, invite you to come back and see that things can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
yes.
reason why some of your problems come back is because our food is so bad.
Mm-hmm. And stress.
Our lifestyle is so bad, and you have not totally done all the things I told you to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Like alkalinize yourself. You have a history of cancer in the past, okay?
Yes.
I told you to do the neutralizer to keep your blood alkalinized, to get the oxygen in your system all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you probably don't even need to come see me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
yeah.
always good to get a tune-up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
a year, you know, since you're in Nevada.
Right. Yeah, it's not that
yeah.
far, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's not that far. Dr. Tong's never too far away.
One more thing before we let you go, Sherry. I remember your very first treatment. You were so, I mean, you are normally a very bubbly person.
Exactly,
like
that's what I say.
So depressed and just...
You
didn't have a smile on her
yes,
face at
you
all.
Forgot. You have forgotten how to smile.
You know why? Because I had been to 15 doctors. They had all told me that nothing was wrong. That my big lipoma, you know, they did MRIs and CAT scans on it, and they said, well, it looks like normal tissue, you know, and I'm saying, yeah, but my leg is killing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
And all this thing, and they didn't want to hear me, and, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's
that's
frustrating.
Why,
here's
you
know, a fal-
I was depressed, and I didn't know it.
that's why it's a fallacy of all the current tests that the doctor do on you.
Mm-hmm.
Totally unnecessary. Al came to me with big disc, with spinal stenosis. I didn't need to do any tests, okay? Heather, okay? No, most people will want to do what the nerve conduction test. $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
But
and painful,
which
too.
I would not go for because I heard it was very
it
painful.
Hurts.
Very painful,
mm-hmm.
but it's not useful.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's only useful for the pocket, no, the wallet
exactly.
of the doctor who does it. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but one of the best things...
Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the best things is that you are able to smile and laugh because you laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. I can't help it.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
We miss you, Sherry. You need to come visit us again.
I miss you, too, and I love you both so much and everyone there on your staff, and I thank God for you and everything you've done. And by the way, let me give you an update on Mark.
Yes, exactly.
He came, you know, a couple months ago. He came in there for his sweating, profuse sweating, and especially here in the desert, you know, working out on the pools.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It has helped him. He needs another treatment. He needs more. He's only been to you twice.
Yes.
And it has helped him. Yeah. But he needs a little, some more treatments.
Yeah, get him alkalinized. Yeah, give him the neutralizer also, you know, okay?
Wonderful. Yes. Sherry, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Our next guest is Andrea from Corona. Andrea, is Andrea there?
Hello.
Hi,
Andrea.
Hi, Dr. Tong. Hey,
how are you?
Hey, yes. Welcome to our show again.
Andrea is an intern where Elaine is doing her medical
rotation. I'm still a student there. She's a big intern now.
Oh, big intern.
Yeah.
So, Andrea, tell us, why don't you just give us a little history on what you experienced with Dr. Tong.
Sure. Basically, for my whole life, I had irregular periods. And I was starting to have some pelvic pain. And, you know, the regular doctors that I went to had put me on the birth control pill, and that wasn't helping. I was having some other weird symptoms, like a hair on my chin would pop up every once in a while. And, and I was just, you know, I couldn't understand what was going on. So I went and saw Dr. Tong. Mm-hmm. And basically, after the first treatment, I stopped having pelvic pain. And he told me to get off the birth control pill, which I did. And I went to him again a couple more times, I think, and I just felt great. My periods came back. They were regular, and no more pain.
So how long have you had this irregular period and pelvic pain now? How long have you had that?
Irregular periods almost since puberty, like 17 years old or 16 years old and on, I think.
So over 10 years.
Yeah, it had been a long time. And the pelvic pain, I think it started during medical school.
Yeah.
All the stress.
The pressure, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been a couple of years.
Now, it's been a while since you had treatment, but I saw you. The first time I saw you was last week, and she looks great. I mean, your skin and everything. You look so good, You told me, why was it that you look so good?
Neutralizer.
Well, gosh, thanks. I completely cut out sugar, starches, everything from my diet.
That's right.
Yeah, and are you using the Master's Miracle, or are you trying to?
Mostly I'm using the neutralizer.
Yeah, which I need to use more. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, were you the one that with the
polycystic ovarian syndrome, right?
Di-Leventhal disease.
Yeah, is that what they diagnosed you with?
Yeah, that's what they called it, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay, so there's another fancy name, Di-Leventhal name.
Uh-huh.
Western medicine have a tendency of getting a doctor's name on the disease, which means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Crohn's disease, Lou Gehrig disease, Di-Leventhal disease, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The hirsutism, hair on the lip, another fancy term, okay, is partly due to the birth control pills and your energy imbalance. It's the energy imbalance that causes all the physical abnormalities. And so all the things that you learn in medical school, that I learned in medical school, it doesn't help you to fix the problem, to rebuild your health.
Yeah.
That's why once you know how to get the energy back into the soul, the mind, the spirit, back into the body, their bodies function right.
Yeah.
They can be on a wheelchair. They can be on oxygen. They come out without needing that.
Well, you're going to go into Chinese medicine later too, probably, right?
Definitely.
If not, you'll be dumb.
No,
yeah, you're smarter than that. Yeah.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
She's such a wonderful person.
Right, you are.
I'm so glad I get to work with her. I was so excited.
I'm so glad to work with you too, Elaine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your weekend off, okay?
Oh, thank you. It was great talking to both of you guys.
Thanks for being on our
show. Visit soon, Dr. Tong.
Yes, you have to.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. We have one more caller. I don't know if we have time. Vivian, why don't you just answer the question on air? Her question is, can you do anything about the structural things of the body? She has neuropathy and pinched nerves, et cetera,
yes.
et cetera.
Okay, the structural, you know, the body structure is totally dictated by the energy, by the mind and spirit. So we have an energy blueprint that goes in the body through all this set of antennas, the freeways. When they're open, your structure is normal. When the structure is normal, when the energy goes through, circulation goes through, the structure will be corrected. Okay, just like our disc. When you keep the circulation open, the disc will slowly disappear. Okay, so...
Okay, I hope you enjoy our show today. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Saturday. News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
All right, everybody.